When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that. And that will then allow all the great animal stuff that I post all the time to come up on your timeline so you don't miss anything. And man, is there a lot of cool stuff up there this week. And I'll talk about my favorite here in a moment, but I'm going to tell you that it's really nice to have a full studio again. It was just me and Mike last week for a short edition of Animal World due to Husky women's basketball, but today we're back to normal schedule, 9 to noon, and Mike, obviously across the desk for me, and Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
And are we normal programming today?
We are.
All right, so, but basketball season's still going on, so we may have more games. I can't remember if we have any more little interruptions or not throughout the season, and maybe not until...
It'll probably be most likely postseason. There won't be
that's what
more.
I'm thinking. I don't think there's anything more during the season, but if they get into the playoffs, which they usually do, don't they? I mean, they've done that pretty much.
Oh, yeah. They're almost a lock for a postseason play.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, so normal programming today. And it is a harmonic energy and shifting Sunday with Jude and Paul Ponton. They are filling out the round table here in the studio with us. Good morning, Jude and Paul.
Good morning.
And then through the glass in the other studio, it would be Prescott that's here. Kathy is still taking some time off, but Prescott's here to cover the bases. Good morning, Prescott.
Good morning, Martha.
And how are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
All right. Well, I like listening to that great voice of yours. And you will be here manning the phones because with Jude and Paul here, that means we have open phone lines throughout the show. And for your opportunity to call in and have a free remote session with Jude and Paul, they do, well, what do we call it? Well, we call it harmonic energy shifting. But and I've posted, if you want to get a peek, you can go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook and posted a photograph of Jude and Paul just before the show, and you can see the Accutonic Forks on the desk here, and of course, and I've posted their other photos up on that Facebook page with pictures of the Tibetan bells and bulls and all of that sort of thing. But you can do work with physical problems, emotional and behavioral, and you can do energy clearing and shifting for locations, buildings, properties, businesses, pretty much everything.
Yep.
And, of course, there's no object with distance.
Nope.
So anywhere on the planet.
Right.
All you got to do is pick up your phones and call in. So this is a great day to share the show with friends, tell them how to pick up the stream, and tune in and give us a call from wherever. We always like getting calls from unusual places.
Yes.
And we will have open phone lines throughout the show. Now, we, in addition to that, as we get started here, let's see, we got a bunch of recalls today. They're all kind of related. And the recall information, if you need it, is already posted on the Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page. So I will tell you about them here in a few moments. But they are up on the Animal World Facebook page. I have some follow-up, and not much. And let's see, then I've got current events. We've got a lot of stuff on current events, and I've got it scheduled for about 10:50 today. But as you know, if we're busy on the phones at that time, we'll push it to the third hour. But either towards the end of the second hour and the third hour, we will get to current events. And then, because last week we were short show and short-staffed, it was just me and Mike, we did not do a Missing Link giveaway. So we can actually give away two Missing Links today. So that means two of you have the opportunity that when I tell you it's time for the Missing Link giveaway, you're going to pick up your phone, give us a call. When I tell you it's time to call in, I'll give you the Missing Link word or phrase of the day, and you just have to repeat that to Prescott, and then you get to pick out whatever version of the Missing Link supplement you would like for your animal friends. There's three versions for dogs, and Missing Link is exactly what it says it is. Missing Link was designed, they're my longest long-term advertiser, and we started advertising them shortly after the product debuted, and so it's been at least 20 years.
Yeah, because when we first started listening to you, you were
doing
advertising Missing Link.
So it's at least 20 years that they've been with me, and it could be even a little longer than that, but they created the product to provide what's missing in cooked and processed pet foods. And kind of the bottom line is the crappier the food you feed, the more you need Missing Link. So especially if you shop at the grocery store or Walmart and you're buying brands there, you're really feeding very low quality, very poor quality, rendered ingredients, yucky stuff. And so you really need the Missing Link. So if you know anybody that could use Missing Link, let them know. When it's time to call in, we'll be giving away two. And there's three versions for dogs, one that focuses on skin and coat, one on hip and joint, and then the other is the senior formula with the New Zealand green mussel. There's a cat formula. There's a wellness blend that's a vegetarian formula. You can feed to both dogs and cats. And then in other household little critters, hamsters, guinea pigs, and that sort of thing, and a bird formula and a poultry formula for city chickens and such. And we give all of those away on the air. There's a horse formula too, but we don't give that one away because it's too big to ship for free. So there you go. All right, so we'll get to that at some time during the show today. And I guess before we proceed, we can go ahead and, Mike wanted to check in with the weather. We've got It's a cloudy day today, but it's been dry, at least from my neck of the woods on down, and we can see the mountains again. Last week we couldn't even see the mountains, but we can see the mountains again, and lots of snow. So, and the passes have been bad for a while, but things are shifting now, aren't they?
Things are better, yeah. We will clear today, and we'll have a couple of really nice days, Monday, Tuesday, and before the next weather system moves back in.
Yeah, it looks like we've got a couple days of sunshine coming. Yep. That looks really
clear
nice.
Skies.
And it sounds like the passes are open again.
They are.
And clearing and doing better. So, all right. We're in a good weather pattern right now. And I guess if we trust the groundhog, we have six more weeks of winter.
But that's the groundhog in Pennsylvania.
Well, you know, I've always wondered about that.
He's a varmint. What does he know? Not much. Actually, the National Weather Service has just issued a statement saying that La Nina is officially over.
You know, I read that. I said we have no La Nina, no El Nino right now.
La Nada.
Yeah, we got La Nada. So what does that mean?
It means that our weather will actually become a little more milder.
Oh, okay.
Warmer temperatures, but we're still susceptible to those atmospheric rivers. So when it does rain, we're going to get intense rain, like we had
earlier.
Well, I'll tell you what, talk about intense rain. You know, I have a little weather station that tells me what goes on my property. And I had thought we had had stretches of rain, a lot of rain through the winter already, where I'd gotten 2-3 inches at a time in a day or two. But this last rain spell, I think it was maybe about 3 days that it really, really rained, I got over 4 inches of rain on my property.
Yep, the earth is very saturated right now. I'm surprised we didn't have more landslides and more trees come down.
Yeah, yeah. And we have had a lot of wind the last few days as well. I've been really fortunate, and my trees have been doing really well. So just, you know, little stuff and any limbs have come down in open places, which has been great. But there was a big Comcast outage. That was on Friday.
9/11 outage.
Yeah, 9/11 outage, and they were rattling off all, because I was in the car driving. Actually, I had been down to Jude and Paul's, to Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle, and had a great session with them. And I was on my way driving back, and they were talking about the big Comcast outage and 911 outage and cable outs places. And they were rattling off all kinds of counties, but they didn't say Snohomish County. Mm-hmm. And when I got home, we didn't have an outage.
No, we didn't either.
Yeah, we didn't.
You didn't either?
No.
All right.
Well, the 9/11 issue was more of a software glitch.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because cable was functioning, internet service was functioning.
So that didn't go out for anybody. Yeah. It was just the 911.
It was telephony over IP where they have some issues for those folks that don't have landline services and subscribe to telephone service through Comcast. Those are the ones that had the issue with access to 911.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well,
and, of course, what happened was is everybody dialed 911 to see if their service was working.
And that probably overloads the system
Totally overloaded the system. Yeah. You don't need to do that.
Well, I that thought occurred to me when I was driving. It was like, well, you know, how do you know if you have 911 access or not? I guess the only way you know is to dial it. But then, you know, my brain said to me, well, that's silly because that just overwhelms, you know. Anyway, but the thought did occur to me, so I wonder how many people had the thought and then tried it. Probably a lot. Oh, well, everything is good now. Okay, then. I think it's time to officially start the show, and we do that each week by honoring the saint that has been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis, and because it's Sunday. So I have a couple little Saint Francis prayers that I do, and a short one for our animal friends, a little longer one for us humans, especially these days we need more help. And then we do the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. So I'm ready to go. We'll start with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now for us humans, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. Alrighty, so we're good there. Alright, now, the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative, if you haven't joined us for this part of the show before, you're new. It's a little prayer affirmation ritual that was started by the co-directors of the Ananda Worldwide Association, and that happens to be my spiritual family. So it is two affirmation type prayers, a kind of a tweak on Paramahansa Yogananda's Peace and Harmony prayer. And there are thousands of people all around the world that are doing these affirmations up to 5 times a day. And, you know, I'm always telling you, thought directs energy, energy follows thought. thought magnifies and intensifies energy. So it definitely has an effect on us and the planet. So the way you do it at home, because I know we've got a lot of listeners out there that are now participating in this little ritual, you do the first affirmation for about 60 seconds, and that's 10 or 12 times. I do it 12 times when I'm doing it at home. And the second affirmation you do 3 times. And we do the radio version, both affirmations, 3 times. And the first one is, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Second one is, Lord, fill me. So here's how it works. I'm going to say them out loud. And if you care to say them out loud with me, you are more than welcome to do that. And or you can repeat them silently in your head if that works better for you. Or you can not participate at all. It's completely up to you. But I'm going ahead. Here is affirmation number 1. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. And now, just for us here on Animal World, Lord, fill the animals with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill the animals with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill the animals with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Alrighty then, we are official. So, all right, we might as well, should we get the bad news out of the way? Let's get that out of the way. It's time for pet food recalls. All righty. Last week, a follow-up. Remember, we told you about the Avengers voluntary recall of one batch of their canned food recalls, hunk of beef. And that was because an unusual recall due to the presence of pentobarbital, which is an animal euthanasia drug, in the food. And it is still ongoing. There are no further details or reports, and the FDA is reporting that they are still investigating, trying to find out. Now, finding euthanasia solution in pet foods is not something that never happens, because the cheaper foods, you know, the really the bottom of the barrel foods, a lot of the grocery store foods, the Walmart foods, use rendered ingredients. And that's when the protein sources are not specifically identified. If you read the ingredient label and you might see chicken meal or turkey meal or lamb meal or venison meal, when you see meat meal or bone meal, that tells you right there with that description, when the protein is not described, that tells you that came from rendering. And when our domestic animals are euthanized, now most veterinary practices have stepped up and changed with the times over the years. Like when I first worked in veterinary hospitals back in the 60s and 70s, when we euthanized animals, most people didn't pay for cremation. Private cremation was just beginning in back then. And so most of the animals were put in a bag in a freezer, and then a rendering guy came by and picked them up and took them off to rendering. Well, the really yucky news, if you're eating, put your food down or turn the volume down, but the euthanized dog and cat bodies are thrown in to the rendering pile and often put through the rendering process with their collars and tags and flea collars and all that kind of stuff up. And all of that stuff gets brewed up and goes in to pet foods under the label of meat meal. Or bone, meat and bone meal. But basically, it's the meat meal. So, there have been situations. I mean, Ann Martin, who wrote Food Pets Die For and has updated that book and has been on the show many times, has written about it. So it's not unusual, or it hadn't been over the years, for euthanasia solution to show up, because apparently it just doesn't go away. It doesn't like cook up and evaporate or disappear like some stuff might. It stays. And so that is the route where you'll get the pentobarbital in pet food, is because of using rendered ingredients. Well, the problem with this situation with the Avengers is that Avengers is a higher quality food, and they produce a really good product, and they really care about the food and the ingredients, and they don't buy rendered, and they don't use rendered ingredients. They don't buy from suppliers that even have rendered ingredients and so forth. And the hunks of beef come from a specific supplier that Avengers, in my understanding, is that they have used for many years and, you know, has been a good supplier, and now all of a sudden there's this pentobarbital shows up in the testing. Now, the independent testing and other labs have not, we don't have the results yet, so we don't know if it's corroborated by other testing. And I know that there's often suspicion that the FDA testing is not all that accurate. But at any rate, there's kind of a big hoopla going on, because they can't figure out where it came from and how. Now, Avengers is assuming that somehow a euthanized cow or something in the process didn't get tagged and flagged and taken out of the process and ended up going through, and that's how it must have come by. But they of course say that's on the onus of the supplier, you know, and the beef grower. So they've stopped their relationship with that supplier. They're no longer getting anything from that supplier, but we still don't know where it's coming from. So, you know, I'll continue to keep you posted and as to what happens. But FDA still is under investigation, and that's all they're saying. All right. But now we've got a batch of new recalls, and these are all related. And it sounds to me, from reading all these recalls, there's three of them. And again, they are posted on Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook because of, and again, this is a different kind, and this is because of contamination. Now, the first one is PetSmart Great Choice Adult Dog Food Recall. PetSmart has issued a voluntary recall of one production lot of Great Choice Adult Dog Food with chicken and rice, classic ground 13.2-ounce cans. So this is canned food that PetSmart sells, the Great Choice Adult Dog Food. And the recall has been issued due to, they think, metal contamination. So it sounds like a piece of equipment in the production line probably broke or something, and pieces may have gotten into the food. So that's the first one, is one batch, and I have the UPC codes. If you can't get on Facebook and get these, and you feed any of these foods, you can always call Prescott and he can come get these press releases from me. The second one is companion dog food recall. Product may contain foreign material. And companion dog food with chicken and rice, companion dog food with chicken, lamb and rice, companion dog food with turkey and bacon. And the reason they're related is that it sounds like this particular food is made at the same facility that the PetSmart food is made at. So then the third one that came out is wellness cat food recall. Excuse me. Our quality team learned that a foreign material was found in non-well pet products made in the same facility. So nothing was found in the wellness cat food, but it's made at the same facility that these other foods were made And I believe it was in the PetSmart one that they found the contamination. Anyway, in an abundance of caution, they've issued a recall on Wellness canned cat, chicken, and herring, Wellness canned cat, chicken, and probably because it was made at the same time in the same facility. So those are all your recalls and the updates on that. All righty. Let us take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in this hour. Remember, it is the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no us. So please listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. Stay right where you are. And then I just have a little bit of good news and social comment that relates to that. And then we'll be ready for phone calls. So if you'd like to get in line for a free remote session with Jude and Paul Ponton from the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle, now would be the time to pick up the phones. Local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the one. 888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email while we're on the air anytime to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Right now, stay right where you are because Animal World continues straight ahead with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Free Remote Sessions when we continue right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Is your beloved pet limping in pain or even becoming paralyzed? I'm Dr. Nels, and I have a passion for animals and their people. When you've tried everything for your pet but nothing has worked, I'm the one to call. I can help your pet get their happy, active life back without drugs or surgery. For a free consultation with me, go to healingministryforanimals.com and click the free report button now. That's healingministryforanimals.com. I can't wait to hear from you.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking? Why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Easy on the ears, good for the soul. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Well, we hope that's true. Easy on the ears and good for the soul. I like that.
Yeah,
that sounds good, don't you think? All right, we heard a lot of our good advertisers there. Remember Dr. Nels and his healing ministry for animals.com. And Dr. Nels will be in the studio with us next week. So he'll be doing free remotes, bioenergetic synchronization technique. So wonderful thing to do if there's something going on with you and or your animal friends is to give us a call today and let Jude and Paul look at the energy and work their magic with the harmonics and energy shifting. And then you get a week to process all of that. And then you call us next week and Dr. Nels can kind of reboot your system or your animals with the bioenergetic synchronization technique. And what a great way to go. So, and also check out Dr. Nels, a fabulous, fabulous video he sent out. And you can find the video testimonials on his website, healingministryforanimals.com, and on the Facebook page, Healing Ministry for Animals, I believe. But a wonderful video of one of our listeners, a cat, that said she'd been listening to Animal World for a while and had heard Dr. Nels, and her cat was rear end was deteriorating, and you know, the picture of him wobbling and not doing well. And then she contacted Dr. Nels and he felt like he could help the cat, and lo and behold, walking and running like normal again, looks great. So a bunch of those kind of videos, you want to check them out. And he does a free telephone assessment. So if you go to his website, the healingministryforanimals.com, you can fill out the healing, the free report link, and you fill out the questionnaire and send that off to him, and then he will call you for a 30-minute phone evaluation. It's kind of like what I do when, you know, I always do a free telephone evaluation for people with behavior problems with their animals, and he does the same thing. So it's normally a $200 value, but he does it for free. So if you want interested in having him talk to him about you or your animal friends and what's going on, give him a call at 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Also, we heard about Darcy Pariso, our wonderful animal communicator, medium, and Reiki master. And I communicated with Darcy a few days ago to find and found out that, lo and behold, she was down with the flu just like me. So I'm now on the long side of 3 weeks now, and I'm pretty much back in the world of the living and the healthy. Darcy was like 2 weeks into it and thought she was just about done, but you know, was still having that coming and going stuff. But she said she was down and out like me, and she had to cancel all kinds of stuff. So just know that I did communicate with Darcy midweek this past week, and she's feeling a whole lot better and getting back to work. So if you would like a reading with Darcy, remember she does the special one question via email for $15, and that's great. And she's got some stuff on current events I'll talk to you about. But you can give Darcy a call at 425-280-5132. And then, of course, we heard about Whispering Dragon Center. That would be Jude and Paul Ponton, who, of course, are across the table from me now and here. And you guys, you work out of your office, which is the Whispering Dragon Center, and that's in the Greenwood area of Seattle. And so you work on people like I was there Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I work with both of you, or both of you work with me, and you do my chiropractic adjustments, and then both Jude and Paul do our harmonic energy shifting session in the gong room, which is so cool. And I really enjoy that. But you also work remotely.
Yeah.
For people, and it doesn't matter, the distance doesn't matter. Okay, people, animals, places.
People, animals, places.
And you've got, well, actually, we'd have a little celebration here because it's happy birthday month to Jude at Whispering
Dragon.
It's Jude's
birthday month, and so in celebrating,
you're giving stuff away, huh?
We're taking $20 off new clients and $20 off all remote sessions.
All right, so for the whole month of February, It's happy birthday to Jude, and you get $20 off. If you're a new client and want to come in to the Whispering Dragon Center, you get $20 off. If you are an old or a new client, it doesn't matter, and all remotes, $20 off.
And you just have to schedule it
during
between
February.
Between now and the end of the month, even if you're scheduling into March or
so
whatever.
Maybe you can't physically get in or do it until March.
Yeah, or you want to set something up remotely down the line.
Yeah, okay. As long as you schedule it in February, yeah. You will get the $20 discount.
Yep.
All right, so people can contact you in several ways because you have the website, which is whispering-dragon.com.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of stuff available on your website.
Yeah.
At the wonderful sound portals and...
Yeah, sound
and the news, you can sign up for the email newsletter.
And crystals that you can get specially charged. And yeah.
Yeah, that was really neat. When I went to one of my high school girl's friend's birthday party, I got an idea actually, I think it was for Christmas, and I wanted a present for everybody. So when I was at Jude and Paul's office, I picked out a crystal for each of us, and then Jude programmed them.
Yeah, we
cool
use
it, stuff.
You know, because crystals sort of store
crystals
information,
store energy.
Right? And so we use the forks and the gongs and like that to embed different frequencies. And you can sort of tell us sort of what you're trying to vibrate to, and we'll choose the appropriate planetary influences. And that.
So they are wonderful gifts. If you have someone that's got an inexpensive, gift for someone, you can call up Jude and Paul and tell them who it's for. And what the intent would be, mm-hmm. and then you can pick out the right crystal and program it.
Yeah, or if you're astrologically savvy or you've had your chart done and you know something about a planetary influence, you can use that too, because all of our forks and gongs and like that are calibrated to the orbital and rotational frequencies of the planets.
Yeah, so some neat stuff there. You can also follow them on Facebook.
Yes, you can also...
And that's Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, of course, you can always call the office.
Sure.
Phones still work. And that's 206-706-2836.
Yeah.
206-706-2836. Now, of course, you can't call and talk to them now because they're here, but you could leave a message.
Yes. And we're really good about getting back to people when they leave messages.
So. Make sure if you leave a message on the office recorder that you leave your phone number, because sometimes we're accessing remotely and we don't always have people.
So you check your messages from someplace else,
yeah.
And you're not there, so you can't check the caller ID.
Right.
Yep, that makes sense. Make sure you leave your phone number. Speak slowly.
And we're good at tuning in remotely, but somehow the numbers don't make it.
Yep, all right. Okay, and then the last thing I was going to say, as you heard us talking about, we would love to have you join the Animal World family of advertisers, and you don't have to be advertising something that works for animals. As long as you do something good for animals, humans, or this planet we live on, we would love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. And in the little ad, I talk about, the best deal being a buy one, get one free, and you get, for $45, you get two ads on the show and all the perks. Well, I've got a hot new advertiser special for just $26. You can get an ad on the show and interview and links, so can't hardly afford not to do that. So if you're interested, you can shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can give me a call and say, I want to join the Animal World family of advertisers, and you can reach me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Alrighty then, let's see. Alright, I wanted to talk about, I always try to pick out my favorite Facebook posts. And there's just so many great ones there over this last week. But there's one that has me just particularly fascinated. And I love it so much, I had to watch it and show it to show it to Jude. And it's a live sand dollar. And I don't know how many of you, but at least me, growing up here in Washington and walking the coast all the time, I have a personal sand dollar collection of all the sand dollars I've collected on the beach. And I have talked about sand dollars from time to time and explained, since I've learned over the years, the difference between dead sand dollars and live sand dollars. And the live sand dollars aren't smooth and flat. They kind of have a little fuzz on them. and then little feets and fuzzies on the bottom of them. And so many years ago, I learned that, so I stopped collecting live sand dollars. I if I find a perfect one, I will keep a dead one, but I don't mess with the live ones. Well, in this little video, it's really cool, isn't it, Jude?
Yeah.
Because this guy, it doesn't say where he is and what beach he's on, but he's found a live sand dollar. And he holds it up so you can see what they look like live, because they're not white and smooth like the dead ones are, and they're a darkened color. And then he takes it to where he found it, which was like right at the edge of the surf, where the surf is coming in and out, and he puts it back down in the sand. And man, it is so cool to watch it. Because, you know, all those little feetsies start moving and it starts digging itself in. And I didn't realize they have breathing holes, it looks like, on the outside of the sand dollar shell. And it opens and closes like it's breathing. And then it's working its way down into the sand. And then eventually the water comes out. Anyway, it's very, very cool. So
way
if you,
cool, yeah.
If you haven't seen a live sand dollar in action, you gotta go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Scroll down, it's a ways down. I posted it on February 7th, so you gotta scroll down until you get to the post from February 7th, but you'll find the little video there, and it's really cool.
Yeah, it's very fun to watch it sort of sinking down in.
I think so too. Well, and guess what, so far we have no phone calls. That's not okay, acceptable, you guys. So if you're thinking, oh, well, it'll take forever to get through. Uh-uh. Phone lines are wide open. We're going to take care of advertisers now again for the last time in this hour. But I would love it if you'd pick up your phones and give us a call, because we're ready to, Jude and Paul are ready to get to work here and serving you. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. And you can email us at animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why the Missing Link was created. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. Comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you open it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes and fiber in the raw ingredients. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there's a Missing Link formula for pretty much everything in an animal suit. 3 formulas for dogs, 1 for cats, a wellness blend that's vegetarian you can feed to both your dogs and cats and other house critters, rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, the like. There's a bird formula, a poultry formula for city chickens and such, and a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to the company. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387. That's 1-800-774-7387. Or visit them online at www.missinglinkproducts.com.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 AM or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and boy, we've been looking forward to some phone calls, and the phone's been ringing, several calls, but then they're gone, so I'm not sure what's going on, but phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you, 425-373-5527. It's Harmonic Energy Shifting Day with Jude and Paul Ponton. They're free on the air, so call on in for your free remote session. Toll-free is 1-888-298-5569. The last thing I have to report on is my favorite animal TV is back, and that would be my favorite vet show on Animal Planet, which is Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, and he is the veterinarian in Denver, Colorado, and who's recently survived cancer now. And I'll tell you what, they're back in the latest season, and the new edition of Dr. Jeff airs, at least in our area here, at 9 p.m. on Animal Planet on Saturday evenings. Now, they also repeat it at 11, and then they repeat it the next week, usually at 8 p.m., and probably other times during the week that I'm not aware of. But I'll tell you, last night's new edition was really, really good. And I just got to tell you, I have such admiration and respect for this man and his life and his philosophy. And I actually, there's a post, I was posted last week, so it would be before the show last week, that an article that Dr. Jeff wrote about animal overpopulation and veterinary medicine in general and all of that, and it's really, really good. So if you go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook and scroll down to last week sometime, you'll find this article posted that Dr. Jeff wrote. But, you know, I'm often on my soapbox very disillusioned with the just general greed in our consciousness these days, and the extraordinarily high prices and it's not just veterinary medicine. That, of course, is close to my heart. And you know, there are things that I really should be doing with my animals, and I can't afford to do it. And I know there are many others the same way, and Dr. Jeff feels that way. And it is so heartwarming to watch someone so dedicated to the service that they do. And they live a good life, but they've just built a new practice building, and the practice is called Planned Pethood Plus. And then in reading the article that Jeff had written and some of the stuff that was written about him, I had no idea of all the incredible service things he's done in educating vets and all of that. And he's a phenomenal and extraordinary orthopedic surgeon. And people come to their practice from all over the state and sometimes other parts of the country because it's the only place they can go to afford the care. Just to give you an idea, one of the things he did in that very long article was kind of chastise other vets for their high prices and for not considering service to the working poor. And just to give, there was a classic case last night where they actually talked about the fees involved. Sometimes he will lower the fee that might have been thousands of dollars down to very minimal for homeless people and that sort of thing that are really dedicated to their animals and so forth. But last night, a family came in with a cat that had fallen and dislocated a hip, and they had taken it to an emergency, you know, clinic, and they had done the x-rays and stuff, and they said that the hip wouldn't stay in, so surgery was needed, you know, and they quoted them $4,000 to $6,000 for this orthopedic surgery. Now, we found out later when they took the cat to Dr. Jeff and saw one of the other vets, one of the younger vets in his practice, that the surgery that was needed was when they do this with dogs and with cats, if the hip becomes dislocated or there's something wrong, instead of trying to put the hip back in and pin it or hold it, they just cut off the head of the femur bone. And so it eliminates the joint, and then the muscles buck up around it, and they get along really fine without that joint. But so, as far as orthopedic surgeries go, it's not that big a deal. You know, I mean, you open them up, you got to go dissect down, and you slice off the head of the femur, and you sew them back up. It's not that big a deal. All right, so the charge from Planned Pethood Plus from Dr. Jeff's practice. Now, this is not a reduced rate. It wasn't, they didn't, you know, reduce the rate for these people so they could afford them. It's just their regular price that they charged for this surgery. Any guesses, June and Paul?
No, not a clue.
Can you remember the quote from the specialty place?
Right.
$4,000 to $6,000.
Right.
$400 to $600.
Wow.
So that is a classic example of what he does. And then to, you know, to see that they're just getting their new apartment finished on top of the building. So Dr. Jeff and his veterinarian wife, Petra, they live above the clinic. They've been living in a trailer now since they had to leave the other place, and just getting back into the house. But just so cute saying, you know, we just love living above the clinic because, you know, it takes us 2 minutes to get home. We got to walk up the stairs. And he says, Petra likes to, when she does surgery on her patients, sometimes she just likes to hang with the patients till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. So it's easier for her to, you know, to come home. And he says, sometimes we like to check on the animals during the night so we can just walk downstairs. But he says, it's so convenient. We have a nice life. We have a nice place, but it's really convenient. And we can serve our patients. So how cool is that? But, great. I mean, what a great example. And that's why I'm saying we need a Dr. Jeff and this practice in everywhere USA. And we need for things to get reasonable again. I mean, we just don't need to be that as rich and making as much money and all of that stuff. You know, they're getting along great and they're charging reasonable prices. So everybody comes to them. There's something to be said for, you know, volume over pricing. Anyway, that's my soapbox for today. And yay, Dr. Jeff. And if you want to know more about him, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Scroll down to last week sometime and check him out. All righty. Let's at least get started here. We finally have folks on the phone. Phones are working. And so let's get started with our first caller. And, oh, not sure. I'm wondering. I've got to learn to speak Prescott spelling. So it may be from, maybe Sahali? I'm not sure where she's coming from, but Lisa, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm from Chehalis, Washington.
Chehalis, okay. And are you on a speakerphone?
No, I turned you off. I had you on my radio as well.
Okay, have you turned the radio off?
I did.
There we go. Okay. See, for everybody listening, if you have your radio on in the background, it makes the phone weird and gives us an echo. So you just heard the difference, because you could hear night and day when, as soon as Lisa turned her radio off, it immediately became clear to us, Lisa. So remember at home, turn your radios off. Okay. So what's going on, Lisa?
Well, hi, Martha. I just wanted to tell you I really appreciate your show and all.
Now we've got that echo again. Is the radio back on or?
No, let me step outside. Can you hear me better outside?
No, but let's what we're gonna do, Mike says we'll put you back on hold. No, just cut the call off and you call back. All right, we're gonna hang up, Lisa. Have you hang up and call right back, okay?
All right, I will.
Bye. All right, thanks. Okay, so sometimes we just have to deal with it the old-fashioned way. Hang up and call back again.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, so that works. So let's see. Maybe we can... should we try line number two? Let's see how the reception there is. Kathy, from wherever you are. Good morning, Kathy. Welcome to Animal World.
Hi. Hi, Martha. How are you?
Oh, we got that same echo.
Darn.
I wonder, shall we just cut on this? We'll chat through the end, and then you guys can figure out what's going on. Okay, so apparently, Kathy, we're putting you on hold for the moment. Or no, Kathy, hang up, call back. And then Mike's going to work with Prescott so we can figure out what's going on with the phones. All righty? But we'll get to y'all, promise. Okay, so we got a few minutes here while we straighten out this whole phone thing. Let's talk a little bit. Oh, Mike's tuning in.
What we're going to do is I'm going to drop everybody and go back and reset the device. I think it's on our end. So everybody who's holding and on the line, I'm sorry, but I'm going to disconnect you all. And then during our break, I'll run back and reset the phone system.
Gotcha. So we're not hanging up on you to be rude. We're just going to clear the system and reboot the system. And then everybody calls back and we'll be good. That sounds very good. In the meantime, let's talk about Jude and Paul Ponton are from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. You can check them out online. Their website is whispering-dragon.com. The Facebook page is Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And you can go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World page on Facebook and see a picture of Jude and Paul here in the studio and their forks and the Tibetan bowls and bells and all of that good stuff. And for the month of February, it's Happy Birthday Jude Month. So happy birthday, Jude. And because it's your birthday, you're offering a discount.
Yep, $20 off new folks coming in. So if you've been curious about us, this is a really good time to come in because it costs you a little bit less. And $20 off all remotes. So whether you've had a remote before or never have, $20 off that too.
All right, so all you got to do is schedule it during the month of February. It can be in March or whatever, but you just have to schedule it during February to get the discount. And the number to call to do that is 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. Okay, so those of you that are trying to call, please stop trying to call right at the moment. And Prescott is not going to answer the phone. And as soon as we end this hour, which is going to be in the next few seconds, in this minute, then during the top of the hour changeover, Mike is going to go reboot the phone session. So we're not going to answer the phone until we've rebooted, and then hopefully everything will be clear. No one will be underwater in the tunnel anymore, and we'll be able to get to the phones. And that, of course, will be our first priority next hour. So how about we say it is harmonic energy shifting Sunday today. Jude and Paul Ponton are in the house. As soon as we get the phone system rebooted, we'll be taking your phone calls, and they'll be doing free remote sessions for you and or your animal friends. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.